Oasis, followed by Steve Mason with a postscript by Tony Blair. Have you seen Tony Blair's hair? He hasn't been to the barbers for months. He's looking like a wild man of the woods. The Full English Breakfast Show. Now, ladies' fashion. Not often I speak about this, especially when Sarah's not here, but the Independent says fashion has form when it comes to ugly things. In recent years, the trend cycle has been populated by a litany of unlikely contenders that have moved from sartorial Siberia to the peak of fashion. Think Birkenstocks, mum jeans, bucket hats and combat trousers, to name a few. The latest to feature in this eclectic lineup is the clunky wooden shoe traditionally worn by agricultural workers in the Netherlands. Yes, clogs. According to the global shopping search platform List, online sales for clogs have surged by 199% this month alone. And it's not just wooden styles people are after. Demand for studded styles has risen rapidly, while searches for leather clogs have increased by 163%. Now, the fact is the clogs have been steadily rising up the trend ladder for some time. In 2017, Leandra Medine, founder of the now-defunct fashion website Man Repeller, designed a crimson studded clog as part of her hugely popular MR by Man Repeller collection. The wooden bandana shoes, as they were labelled, featured a floral print in the front and marked a major turning point in the clog's stature as a bona fide fashion item. And the clog's cool girl status was cemented further when Sarah Jessica Parker also released a metallic gold clog dubbed the Rigby Mule. Just a few months later, as part of her eponymous shoe collection. An article in the New Yorker titled The Life-Changing Magic of Clogs has gone viral, prompting its writer to launch an Instagram account, at The Clog Life, dedicated to sharing sightings of the shoe. So there you go, ladies. Get some clogs if you want to be trendy this summer. It's 8:17.
And now it's time for Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
Good morning. So today we have a brown and white Springer Spaniel looking for a really good forever home. Snoopy is his name, and he's not had the best start in life and deserves some seriously good humans now who will look after him well and meet his needs. In return, you will get a docile, gentle, affectionate soul who will make a great companion. Snoopy is playful and he loves walking. He's been neutered and he weighs around 20 kilos. And as a senior dog, he knows the basic commands and is sociable with other dogs. And a real plus, he's used to living with cats. Like many dogs with long ears, he is prone to ear infections and that requires regular care. He also needs a garden and future owners who are home and want to spend time with him. He is adoptable only in the 06 and 83 departments, and the adoption fee is €150. To find out more, email in the first instance to Tania, T-A-N-I-A, at, and this is all one word, leschatdumercantour.com. That's leschatdumercantour.com. Have a good week.
That was Woofer of the Week. For more details about this week's Woofer, go to the 106.5 Riviera Radio page on Facebook or our website at rivieraradio.mc. Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Woofiera Radio.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
Starting with the Eye newspaper, Boris Johnson was accused of causing untold hurts to thousands of bereaved families by telling aides that he would rather let coronavirus rip through the country than impose a second lockdown last autumn. He's under mounting pressure over his handling of the pandemic, as well as sleaze allegations over the refurbishment of his Downing Street flat, as his feud with former adviser Dominic Cummings threatens to paralyse the government. The paper says that Mr Johnson's reported to have argued last September that lockdowns were mad and to have remarked that he would prefer to let it rip than allow businesses to close and jobs to be lost because of another shutdown. His official spokesperson refused three times to deny the reported comments yesterday, telling journalists, "I've seen the various reports and speculation, which distort the actions of the Prime Minister. At all times, he has been focused on saving lives and livelihoods." And the Belfast Telegraph reports that Arlene Foster's future as DUP leader continues to hang in the balance after party colleagues mounted a heave against Stormont's First Minister. It's understood a significant number of DUP politicians have signed a letter of no confidence in Mrs. Foster that was circulated among party MLAs, MPs and peers. If those numbers are confirmed and subsequently replicated in any future leadership contest, the vote confined to MPs and MLAs, her 5.5-year tenure as leader would be set to end. And the local France says unemployment in France has fallen slightly despite the ongoing ravages of the health crisis and consequent lockdown. The number of unemployed job seekers in mainland France fell by 0.4% in the first 3 months of 2021, according to figures published by the French Ministry of Labour on Tuesday. There were 3,560,600 unemployed registered at the Pôle emploi, 12,200 fewer than during the last 3 months of 2020.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayonne Avenue Cannes and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. The government's to set out the next phase of coronavirus easing on the 5th of May. From Monday, the 10-kilometre restriction on travel will be lifted and people will be able to visit other regions of the country. College and high school students return to class next week, with increased testing for COVID-19 planned across the country and the closure of classes if any case is detected. President Macron has said the easing of measures must be cautious and gradual. Curfew measures will remain in force for the time being, but are likely to be pushed back to 9 p.m. within the next few weeks. Mr. Macron will address the nation next week to set out his plans and to lay out a timetable for the opening of bars and restaurant terraces, as well as gyms and non-essential shops. Cases of coronavirus remain stubbornly high, but the government insists that it is on the right track. More than 100,000 people have been killed by the virus in France since the start of the pandemic, with 7,353 deaths in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region. The President of the European Union has warned that the bloc will not hesitate to punish the British government for breaching its Brexit obligations. Speaking in Brussels on Tuesday, Ursula von der Leyen said the European Union still hoped the trade deal with the UK would be the foundation for a strong and close partnership, but conceded that relations are at a crossroads. The UK government has been accused of breaching its commitments in Northern Ireland and on an agreement in fisheries, which was brought into force provisionally along with the rest of the trade deal in January. In a separate development, the French EU Affairs Minister Clément Beaune said that he was concerned about the UK's attitude to French fishermen since it left the common fisheries policy. Mr. Beaune warned that France would carry out reprisals in other sectors, notably financial services, if the fisheries deal is not upheld. Recently, French fishermen blockaded the port of Boulogne-sur-Mer, claiming that only 22 of the 120 boats that usually work from the region have been given access to the zone 6 to 12 miles from the UK coast. The British government has denied the claim. Police in Nice have seized 15 kilos of drugs following raids in the Moulin area of the city. Sizeable quantities of herbal cannabis and cocaine, which had already been cut up for distribution, were seized during the operation on Tuesday. An unspecified amount of cash has also been confiscated and three arrests have been made. Last Thursday, a 50-year-old man was shot in the area in what police believe was a drug gang dispute. Authorities have warned French residents not to cross into Italy despite the lifting of some restrictions unless it's for essential reasons. The Italian government has relaxed restrictions on restaurants, tempting some people on this side of the frontier to make a trip for a meal or to do some shopping. Until the 3rd of May, the 10-kilometre travel restriction is still in force in France, and even after that date, visits to Italy are not advised. And the Prince's Guard in Monaco is looking for new recruits. The Guard, or Les Carabiniers du Prince, is made up from 124 personnel, and applicants must be either Monégasque or French nationality. Those wishing to apply must be aged between 19 and 27, and are warned that the selection process is extremely tough. Six new recruits will be accepted to join the Guard this year, and applicants have until the end of June to present themselves for selection. Applicants must also be at least 1 metre 80 tall, but no taller than 2 metres. Details are available on the official website, which you'll find under the news section on our website, rivieraradio.mc.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Football, it's all square following the first leg of the Champions League semi-final between Real Madrid and Chelsea. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Christian Pulisic scored a vital away goal as Chelsea drew 1-1 with Real Madrid in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final in the Spanish capital. Former Premier League striker Clinton Morrison co-commentated on the match for the BBC.
It was a good first half, a really entertaining first half. Second half, not so good, but you can expect that, both teams not wanting to open up and leave gaps at the back, and it's going to be difficult for Real Madrid. I'd now say Chelsea are favourites, getting that all-important away, away goal, but yeah, I think Madrid are still in this tie. There's still a lot to play for. Madrid can cause Chelsea a lot of problems, but I think Tuchel will be happy with that, and Chelsea played well.
Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel was pleased with his side's performance, but felt they could have won the match.
We played a very strong first half. We should have won the first half. Unfortunately, we were a bit unlucky and lacked composure and precision in the decision-making in the opponent's box, but we were very, very strong in the first half. Unfortunately, we conceded a goal from set piece. Otherwise, we defended throughout the whole match very, very strong.
The Arsenal owners Stan and Josh Kroenke say they remain 100% committed to the Premier League club and are not selling any stake. Arsenal legends Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp and Patrick Vieira have joined Spotify founder and billionaire Daniel Ek's bid to buy the club. The red card shown to West Ham's Fabian Balbuena in Saturday's Premier League fixture against Chelsea has been overturned on appeal. The defender will now be eligible for the Hammers' trip to Burnley on Monday, May the 3rd. Balbuena was sent off by referee Chris Kavanagh after he caught Blues fullback Ben Chilwell with his studs as he cleared the ball upfield. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
The second semi-final between Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City being played tonight is kick-off at 9pm. There was one game in the English Championship last night. Brentford beat Rotherham 1-0. That's good for Brentford, cementing their place in the playoffs. So Rotherham not so good, squandering one of their games in hand as they battle the drop. Rugby Union, the England lock Joe Launchbury, will miss the British and Irish Lions tour because of a knee injury. The 30-year-old was injured during the Premiership win by Wasps over Bath and has ruptured his anterior cruciate ligament. Launchbury has 69 caps for England, but missed this year's Six Nations with a stress fracture to the leg. He previously missed out on the 2013 and 2017 Lions tours. Tennis. Wimbledon will scrap its traditional rest day on the middle Sunday of the tournament from 2022. The Grand Slam will instead be played over 14 consecutive days as a result of better grass court maintenance. Ticket prices will stay at 2020 levels with prize money yet to be decided. And in golf, Britain's leading golfer Tyrrell Hatton has tested positive for coronavirus and withdrawn from this week's Valspar Championship in Florida. Hatton is the fourth player to pull out after a positive test. He'll now isolate under CDC guidelines.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almirante Tyrrell in the Var. The general situation is a depression, 1,002 millibars between Provence and Corsica. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, rain, force 1 to 3, variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 1 to 3, the sea is calm, visibility is good, barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,010 millibars, and the outlook for Thursday, cloudy, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Partially clouds today, should see the sun, light southerly winds, top temperatures 17 or 18 degrees, overnight lows 12 to 14 degrees with cloudy skies, Thursday and Friday, rain tomorrow by the looks of it, clearing during the afternoon, sunshine and showers on Friday, highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Finally, Rupert Murdoch has abandoned plans to develop a television channel in the UK, initially pitched as Britain's equivalent to Fox News, after deciding it was not commercially viable to launch a traditional rolling news service. It comes amid growing speculation about the finances being pumped into the imminent rival GB News channel, fronted by Andrew Neil, which was also promised to be a right-of-centre 24-hour television channel built around presenter-led shows. In an email sent to News UK staff on Tuesday, Rebecca Brooks, CEO of the London-based Murdoch Corporation, said hefty costs attached to getting the channel on air meant it didn't make business sense to continue as planned, as she said the company would instead focus on reaching news audiences of the digital age via shows on streaming platforms. While there is consumer demand for alternative news provision, the costs of running a rolling news channel are considerable, she said, and it's our assessment that the payback for our shareholders wouldn't be sufficient. Now, Ms. Brooks also announced that News UK's TV boss David Rhodes, an American TV news veteran brought on to develop the project last summer, would be leaving his post in June to advise the wider global Murdoch business on streaming news media. Click. I don't know about you, but I can't really watch television news anymore. I mean, half of it's not true, and they just repeat things every 5 minutes. Still, maybe it's my age.